Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. All of us are going to read it together. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Let's go. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household." Today, we renew our covenant with God, and we title this one, The Covenant of Distinction. The Covenant of Distinction. There will be something very different about your life in 2018. Amen. You will stand out for good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The platform for God's unstoppable intervention is the blood covenant. If you want God to show up, you want God involved, you want God to intervene, the blood covenant is the most credible platform for his intervention. Genesis 15, Abraham was asking God, "How will I know that what you said will come to pass? You'll give me a son. Through him, all the families of the earth will be blessed." God said, "Let us cut a covenant." Let's cut a covenant. Because in the blood covenant, you and the other covenantor become one. You become one. So God wanted to intervene in Egypt. Israel had been there in slavery for a long time. And the time finally arrived for God to move Israel from Egypt to the land flowing with milk and honey. God unleashed 9 plagues on Egypt. Pharaoh would not allow them to go. So God said to Moses, "There's one more. When we activate this one," he said, "Pharaoh will push you out altogether. Tell each family to get a lamb." Each family of the children of Israel, let them get a lamb. Let them kill the lamb. And let them splash the blood on the doorpost. He said, "I will pass through Egypt in the middle of the night." He said, "I will execute judgment on the gods of Egypt. I will touch the firstborn." The firstborn was dedicated to the gods of Egypt. The gods of Egypt protected the firstborn. The safety of the firstborn was the proof of the power of those gods of Egypt. That's why God touched the firstborn, to get the message across to the Egyptians: your powers are finished. But to get God to show up on the scene, God said, "Tell each family to take a lamb and to shed the blood." With that, they reactivated the covenant that Abraham had with God. They had gone into idol worship. They had become idol worshipers. To have a legal ground for God to intervene, to show up, God said, "Let them shed the blood of the lamb." And that night, because they and God became one, like God and Abraham were, they and God became one, that changed the equation. Let me say here, one of the most powerful effects of having a blood covenant with God is what it does to your sense of identity, what it does to who you think you are. It changes everything, because you and God become one. When Abraham entered into a covenant with God, God changed his name. He was no longer who he was before. God changed his name. You and God become one. Abraham and Sarah became one with God. The power of God entered their system. 100-year-old man who had gone past capacity to produce a child, a 90-year-old woman who had been past menopause for decades, their bodies produced the child. When you and God become one, what was impossible to you becomes possible. It may be impossible to you, it cannot be impossible to God. Very important. So, as they shed the blood of the lamb, reactivated the blood covenant with God, Israel and God became one. The chains of slavery broke. Because you and God cannot be slaves together. Their identity changed that night. And everything that came with slavery was removed from their lives. Poverty left. You and God cannot be broke together. I agree you can be broke, but God cannot be broke. Since you and God are now one, when broke sees you, it will run away. When poverty sees you, it will run. Because you and God cannot be poor together. This is very important. Why? That lamb that was slain was symbolic. Everything that happened there was symbolic of us New Testament Christians. The Israelites represented us. God was there. The lamb represented Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 says, therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Amen. Christ, our own Passover. What they did in Egypt was the Passover. Now he says, Christ is our own Passover. So when you take the communion, when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you take the communion, you are establishing the fact that you and God are now one. That's a game changer. Your sense of identity. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amazing. You cannot define yourself accurately without defining yourself within the context of Christ. That's why you're a Christian. I hear so many things from Christians these days that are scary. Statements that have no scriptural foundation for a New Testament Christian. You see, I'm trying to break some ancestral curses in my life. I say, ancestral curses. He say, you see, this thing has been in my family for a long time. I say, which family? Hey, you and God are now one. So you and God have ancestral curses. Oh, what are you talking about? Say, my family. Say, which family? The day you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you became a member of God's family. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. They are not cursed. They don't have curses. They even have no ancestry. Not to talk of the curses. If any man be in Christ, so it's when you take yourself out of Christ, that's when you become confused about who you are. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new species. All things have passed away. Everything has become new. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's no longer I that live. It is Christ that lives in. So how can the Christ living in you be broke? Say, we don't even know where this country is going. We don't know. Well, all of us are just suffering. That you, Holy Spirit, you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all of you are suffering together. Hello. Listen, all the plagues that landed on Egypt, there was one place where there was no plague. It was called Goshen, where God's people were. Atmosphere was different. In 2018, you will carry your own atmosphere. It will be the atmosphere of heaven. Amen. Whatever cannot defeat God will not defeat you. Amen. Whatever cannot stop God will not be able to stop you. Amen. So this covenant that we cut with God changes everything, beginning from our sense of identity. So when God's people gather like this to activate the covenant, a new chapter of divine destiny opens. Remember, God said to Israel, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Listen, according to the Egyptian calendar, it was middle of the year. God said, Israel, you are disconnected from Egypt's system. I am starting your own calendar now. You are a new nation. Now, a new set of people. Now, you are not working with the world system. Your own system is different. That's amazing. So there's someone listening to me here. This for you is beginning of months. Now, the amazing thing is, well, this is the end of the year anyway, and tomorrow is the beginning of another year. But I'm simply saying, apart from the physical calendar, there's a spiritual calendar for someone here. As we share the communion today, activate this covenant again. Amen. It's a new season for you. Amen. I said for someone here, it's a new season. Amen. You know what season does? When it's time for something, it happens without stress. For someone here, it's your season. Amen. Season for fulfillment of prophecy. Season for the impossible to happen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, when God's people gather together like this, something is about to happen. Christ gathered with his disciples. They celebrated the Passover. He said, this is the last time I'm doing this with you till we cross over to the other side. The night before this church was inaugurated, 30 of us gathered at a living room in Bariga, the three-bedroom flat in Bariga. We shared the covenant, shared the communion together like this, and covenanted this church to God, promised him we will do our own part. However risky it will be, we would obey the word. However difficult, and trusted him to do his own part. Today, as we share the communion together, I prophesy by the Spirit of God. It's the beginning of a new day. Amen. And for you, according to the word of God, you enter a season of rest. Amen. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 12 to 15. 2 Chronicles 15, verses 12 to 15. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. When it comes to obeying the covenant, you must be ruthless. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them. And the Lord gave them rest all around. Thank you, Jesus. Today, you will find God. Amen. In 2018, God will be real to you. Amen. And he will give you rest all around. Amen. In every area of your life, you will enjoy peace. It will be the most stress-free year you have had until now. Yet, it will be the most productive year for you. The most fruitful year for you. The most impactful year until now. The year of greatest joy and celebration for you. The year of greatest promotion for you until now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So perhaps there's someone here today that is saying, Pastor, Where do we start from? My relationship with God is not okay. Let's get back to the real deal. Sin is man's greatest problem. The sin nature is man's greatest problem. That's the virus that causes our system to malfunction. That's the thing that causes a separation between us and God. And the beautiful thing is that God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Jesus paid that ultimate price. He died for your sins and for mine on the cross, paid for it. All God wants us to do today is to ask him for forgiveness on the basis of the death of Christ. God raised him on the third day. The power that raised Christ from death is the power that will come into you. Remove the nature of sin, put God's nature there. If you're that honest person, can you just put your hand on your heart? I've come to the end of 1 year. As I begin another year, I cannot be lying before God. I can't deceive myself. My relationship with God is not okay. I'm a sinner, and Lord, I want you to forgive me on the basis of the price that Jesus paid. Can you put your hand on your heart as we pray together? God bless you. If you're watching, you're a part of this service online, also put your hand on your heart if you want to be a part of this prayer. You may be at any of our viewing or satellite centers. Also put your hand on your heart. God bless you. Maybe you've even said this prayer before, but you know, God forbid you die. Appear before God today, you're not absolutely sure you will make heaven. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to be sure you are okay with God. Please put your hand on your heart as we pray together. If you're right here or in the overflow or at any of our viewing centers, can you please stand by your seat? We'll be done in about 1 minute. Can you stand as we pray together? God bless you. One of the most important decisions you ever made in your life, made on the last day of 2017. You cross over into 2018, starting on a new note, like it was for Israel. Your identity changes. You and God are now one. When some of us speak with boldness, with confidence, there's a reason why. We and God are one. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. If you're standing or you're a part of this online, your hand is on your heart, can you please say this prayer after me? Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters that are standing and the person who is a part of this service online. You love them. That's why you sent Jesus to die on the cross. And now that they have prayed, we know they are forgiven in an instant. And more than that, we know the nature of sin is removed from them. And your own nature is in them now. Lord, teach them to know you better. And teach them to love you the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I stand in the name of the King of Kings and the Lord over all lords. I stand in the name of the one that has the keys of hell and of death. I stand in the name of Jesus the Christ to declare that you are blessed. Amen. Enter your rest. And your rest, I declare, is all round. Every area of life is established for you already. Amen. You begin in joy, you will end it in greater joy. Amen. You enjoy revelation. Amen. Your eyes are open. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you wake up in the morning, the first voice you will hear will be God's voice. Amen. Your ears are shut to Satan's instructions. Amen. I declare you will go where God tells you to go. Amen. Do what God tells you to do. Amen. Say what God tells you to say. There will be miracles in every area of your life. Amen. You will not waste energy. Amen. You will not waste time. Amen. You will not waste money. Amen. As you do what God tells you to do in your marital destiny, career, finances, health of your body, there will be miracles everywhere. Every challenge will be turned into a powerful testimony. Amen. Walk in total victory. Amen. tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Displace territorial spirits over cities and over nations. Prosper like you never did before. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you and God are one. Your testimonies are God-sized testimonies. In Jesus' name. Shake hands with three people. Tell them, welcome to your new season.